Episode 8 of VexCast, recorded 14th of May, 2016.
Hey!
Yes!
Finally!
We actually got there!
We actually got to start the podcast.
But the funny thing is, during that entire, intro there, I have to mute Skype so we can't hear any background noise, and myself, so literally, I just sit here in silence for a little bit. I can't. You guys can talk to each other, but I talk to no one. Anyway, I'm Sam Betteridge.
I talk to Dana.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it? No.
I'm Sam Betteridge.
Oh,
I'm Dan Wigmore.
He tried to introduce the podcast and no one listened.
I'm Dan Wigmore.
I'm Tristan.
That's it.
That's cool.
Welcome.
No, you're supposed to... The joke, we're continuing the joke. You're just
we can't. We got to the point where we can't.
No, because we got to the point.
Joke.
Oh.
You're meant to just sit there.
We got to the point where that joke hit. Dan, there's a point where the joke stops being funny. That was when I went...
That was last episode.
That was the peak.
And that was
that joke.
We can't do that anymore. Anyway. Welcome to
the
podcast.
What other jokes will we have to resort to?
welcome to the podcast, which today is brought to you by
Buckinghamshire
cool University college. Internet.
As you can see, Dan is obviously doing something very intelligent at university because there's a world map behind him.
Exactly, because I need to know places.
For what?
There's
Is it places you could go to be like, hi, I'm a performing arts student?
That's Africa, isn't it?
No,
this is why you're doing performing arts.
I literally asked him about the map earlier. I just is that map on your wall, filler? Is it literally just to fill a blank space on the wall?
Yeah, it pretty much is just to fill up my wall.
Dear, oh dear. Yeah,
but I felt like the wall was missing something, and now it's not missing something, which I'm very happy about.
Right, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, the podcast today is brought to you by Skype because we're not all in the same place. How sad.
We are not in the same place. That
but you know what, guys?
Sad. What?
Word each beginning with S. I've got one.
Sexiness.
Salmonella.
Salad.
There we go. Sexiness, a disease, and
a healthy, nutritious meal for all our viewers.
That's what we bring to you.
I've got Sainsbury's Basics tortilla chips here.
I've got no food. I've got no food, no drink.
Yeah.
I am
going
You're
hungry unprepared.
Throughout this podcast. Oh, episode 8.
Indeed.
Isn't
we've
this
made it.
Have we done a podcast this year?
I don't think.
We did one in January?
I don't know.
No, I don't think that was in January.
Didn't we do one just after the Christmas streams?
I will find out. In the meantime, though, Dan, do a podcast.
Yes, so.
Here, my name's Dan, and I'm Dan the Man, and I'm gonna do a fucking podcast. See you later, lads.
Oh dear, fucking hell.
Just getting some quality brightness in here, so you can actually see my face.
The last episode of VexCast was in December.
December.
So happy New Year.
I thought it was
Happy New Year, everyone. How's 2016 been for you?
Like
I mean,
May, but
it's been 5 months. But
2016.
How's 2016?
In those 5 months, I went traveling.
Sam's been around the world.
Oh, I've been around the world.
Dan's performed some arts.
I've been doing performing arts.
Dan performed
Banter's
his arts.
Time I did.
What is your art, Dan?
My art is
being a colossal twat.
Wow.
I'll give you that one. That was good. I like that.
Okay. Lovely.
But yeah. I mean, everyone's done Sam's done interesting things.
You've got a job with me now.
I got a job where Sam
he does.
Sam works a waitress. I got a job there.
I'm training him on Monday. Monday's his first shift.
When you say Monday, it's like the people who are watching this are actually gonna have some sort of concept of when this is. Because, well, when will this go out? This probably won't go out for a while, will it?
I could put this out today if I wanted.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you put it out today, then obviously it will be relevant till Monday. But after Monday, everyone watching this will now be like, I wonder when that will be.
Tristan's first shift will be on Monday the 16th of May, 2016.
Indeed.
Come find me.
In the past.
Don't do that, that's weird.
Hashtag where's Tristan? It's like, where's Wally? Oh. Like, where's Tristan?
But like, me instead.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Fuck, what a fucking surprise, Dan. Alright, let's have a look at the document.
Shall we well, move on to the next section?
The intro doesn't even say anything.
It's been 5 months since the last podcast.
It has been 5 months.
This podcast is on iTunes.
It is on iTunes.
Hey,
that
iTunes.
Is a fact.
I'm like raising my eyebrows just for the people on iTunes.
This is to all the people at iTunes.
No one will ever know what Dan just did. Dan could have taken off his shirt or run around in a circle. Dan could have just walked up and left, but you will never know. There's a big old middle finger to all you iTunes viewers.
Oh,
so
no.
Yeah,
they're listeners, Apple. They're not even viewers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah, have some of my middle finger.
Oh, dear.
Shall we move on to the news?
Okay.
Next transition!
I can actually hear the sound, transition. I love it.
Yeah, you guys can actually hear all of the sound effects, like that
yeah.
one.
Oh, right fuck there. The chicken, I love the chicken.
Is there a chicken?
Oh, I missed the chicken.
What's in the news?
Well, much things are happening.
Dan, this is the section where, you know, you've just said much things are happening. Dan writes to the Word document that we're all shared on. Dan writes, much things are happening in the document. And then
every
he
episode.
Says it, then he says it, and then he doesn't expand on anything because no one knows what he means. And then we have this awkward silence, and then we move on to the next thing in the list. So why the fuck do you even bother, Dan? That's what I want to know.
Oh, Vexbus, like, why? The last 5 months, Vexbus has been pretty quiet, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Just because, Dan, you've been away at uni.
Yeah.
I've been away on the other side of the planet.
And they do everything in Vexbus, and I sit here and basically do nothing.
Tris
so
has
that's...
been sitting around being a potato.
So to be honest, that's why nothing's happened, because Sam's been away. Dan is Dan. And I'm well, Dan is Dan. And I don't do anything. So
yeah.
The witty banter.
What Dan said, that much things are happening, isn't strictly speaking true.
Because there aren't a lot of things happening.
Much things
we haven't been
happening.
Doing a lot.
By much things are happening, I mean much things, much plans
are being made.
Much plans are being made.
Me and Dan had a Skype call the other night where we literally came up with loads of sketch ideas.
I love it when I'm involved in this YouTube channel.
You were away.
You weren't there. Of course you and Dan had a Skype call. Fucking course you did.
Oh, I love your rage.
If you'd been there. I know you still have your headphones on. If you'd
Shut
been
up!
There.
I'm just standing in the corner of my room. Look, I'm just standing here like this.
If you'd been there...
This is where I'm going to podcast from.
Have fun standing up for the next half an hour.
I will! I will! Watch me! Look at how much fun I'm having! Oh, yeah! Fun!
So anyway, me and Dan had a Skype call without Tristan.
Of course you did. What else have you done without me? Are you guys
a
little bit
like
this? A little bit of this? A little bit, you know, is that what this is?
Oh my
Fuck,
god.
Man.
So yeah, we came up with loads of sketch ideas.
Came up with
a couple of challenge ideas
that we can do.
And
Where's my share in this Word document?
Well, what would you like to contribute? What would
that
you
wasn't
like
a Word document.
Put me in the fucking Google Doc.
That wasn't in a Word document. That was literally just over Skype.
Well, you put your ideas down in a Google Doc or it doesn't happen. That's how Vexpus works.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Gotta have a Google Doc.
Anyway, lots of stuff will be happening in the summer. Once Dan's back, once Triss has finished his exams. I'm basically doing nothing now that I'm home.
Yeah.
Literally all I'm doing now is Vexpus. And still all that's going out is the regular content. We do have sort of a schedule at the moment, don't we?
Yeah.
Sam, do you know what I've just noticed?
What?
What?
Dan's email, or whatever it is, right?
I think I know what he's going to bring up.
Is Wiggy Jr.
Spelt wrong.
He's spelled Jr. wrong.
You don't know how much, for the last 2 years, or three even, I don't know, that's been pissing me off.
But I've only just noticed that. It's Junior, and he spelled it J-U-N-I-O-U-R, which is not how you spell Junior. You must have been pretty junior when you wrote this. Spell it like that, Dan. Unless you made this like last year, in which case I apologise, but you've got shit spelling.
Oh, when did you make that email, Dan?
Oh, I made it, like, ages ago.
Oh, it was ages ago. No one's
last week.
No one can know that I made it last week and I can't spell junior.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You only just noticed that?
Yeah! Only just now.
Yeah, so we got a schedule at the moment. Back to the actual section.
Yeah.
We got a schedule at the moment where every Wednesday is GTA, every Friday is Vexblock, every Sunday is Sundays with Sam. Hello. And every other Monday at the moment is Don't Starve Together with me and Triss. And
Triss, when are you putting out your thing?
I don't know yet, is the answer. Because my computer can, like, it can fraps, but I can't edit.
That's fair.
So, like, I could fraps.
Dan almost sent his videios to me to edit, and I was like, fuck off.
Well, the thing is, I could fraps and then either edit at Sam's or get Sam to edit, but...
Haven't I given you Premiere Pro?
Yeah, but I told you it's too slow. Like, things don't.
Oh yeah, I remember now.
Just because my computer's bad.
We use Premiere Pro here.
Big boys.
Yeah. So yeah, Dan, you've made some videos.
I have made some videos. Videos are in the making right
days
now.
Days with Dan, and they just need to be edited or split up, or they're being edited. You're editing them right now, aren't you, Dan?
Yes. Sorry.
Right this moment, you're editing them.
What do you mean editing? What's editing?
What is editing? And as well as coming up with sketches ideas, we've come up with a couple of challenges that we're going to do over the summer.
Not shitty challenges, though.
That
like,
aren't awful challenges. That's sort
the
of...
The Chubby Bunny Challenge.
Oh,
yeah, that's like, everyone does that. Everyone does
that.
A cinnamon challenge. Do you know what people don't do?
How many bleach... shots of bleach can you drink in a minute?
That is the challenge we are doing this summer.
People don't do that challenge a lot, Dan. Do you want
to
try that?
We're going to get Dan to do bleach shots.
How much drain cleaner can you snort?
Sponsored by that's Waitrose.
That's a challenge.
We use Waitrose own bleach.
Sponsored.
And the other thing that Dan announced to me on that Skype call that Triss wasn't a part of was that he got Terraria as well.
Hey!
Indeed.
Now all three of us have it. So
a series.
We might make a series. We don't know.
Oh, let's do it. Come on, we don't have enough. We don't. We really. We need more things. Lots and lots of things.
Yeah. We are trying to bring out as many videos as we can. Summer, I might try and do a video every day. That's a commitment.
That is fucking commitment, right?
I'll tell you when I'm gone over summer, and then we can spend like a day doing bulk everything, and
bulk
then you can have
yeah.
so much content.
I want to get some like worms recorded as well.
All right,
but we need more real life stuff. Is sort of
yeah,
what
the
we
people
hear.
Like the real life stuff more.
Other people have said we need real life stuff, and I agree. I like real life
I
stuff.
I agree as well.
It's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Just wait a little bit longer, audience.
Just
wait a little bit longer and...
Stay subscribed, please.
Stay subscribed.
Don't unsubscribe.
Don't unsubscribe.
We love
there will be real life stuff coming soon. Is there anything else in the news?
Well, currently
this summer, not City Challenges.
Currently, Sadiq Khan has become the mayor of London. I mean, that's in the news.
Yeah.
No, that's the next section. That's the next section.
Beats Chorus, though.
No, but the section says news, Dan.
No, but...
Have you been on BBC News recently? Have you said it's got news in the fucking title?
I have to say, while I was away...
Now, that was the main page on BBC News for quite some time.
No, but this is Vexpus News.
Well, then, write in the section, Vexpus News. Alright?
I have to say, while I was away, I heard... Like, I was hardly looking at current affairs at all. So, like, Prince died. And then, 5 days later, I was like, wait, what? Prince died? Like, I didn't hit anything. Yeah. Nothing. Oh. Right.
Rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace, yeah. Well, loads of big artists are dying at the moment, aren't they?
Loads of them. This is, like, the worst year
That's what everyone's saying, but it's only going to get worse, isn't it? Because it's for our generation.
Yeah.
In 10 years' time, it'll be all the people who all the celebrities gotten older and older, and then they'll die, and then we'll all be like, oh. So it will only keep going up like this.
Indeed.
It only gets worse from here.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I'm sure, like, I don't know, 20 years ago, like your parents were like, oh, said celebrity has died. That wouldn't mean anything to us now, but to them it was like their childhood hero or whatever.
Yeah.
I just read the outro.
The outro.
Dan's only just read the outro.
What? I love how you changed all the words, though, just in case you read it, so I don't have to bleep it out.
Yeah. Did you see that? Because I knew that you wouldn't want to bleep out all the words that I wrote, so I changed them to another word. So now I can sit here and say, Dan's a fuck. He's still a fuck. When is Dan not a fuck? Never. And because I wrote this 10 minutes ago and he didn't notice until now, I wrote, he doesn't even know I'm writing this. So oblivious.
Lol.
That's how we run Vexpus.
I write the document open.
I chat shit in Word documents
until Dan notices.
that's what we do here. We just chuck insults at each other in Word documents and hope that the others notice. Right.
Dear.
Next section.
Next section!
How fun.
Beautiful transition.
Lovely. Oh. Indeed. I'm feeling quite tired, actually.
I am as well.
Oh, is that the next section? Is the next section to talk about how tired we are?
Yeah, I'm really tired.
I'm probably like an 8 out of 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I am sloth.
I'm probably like an 8, bordering on like Egyptian pharaoh sleep for 500 years. bordering on Sleeping Beauty, prick my finger on a spinning wheel.
Media. I mean, what's going on, guys? How you been?
Well, other than that, I've been alright. I've got exams. Yeah, I've not, so and so.
I mean, this is basically the section where I'm just going to talk about Australia.
Alright, let's go. Come on.
Let's go.
See you in an hour, lads. Right, cool.
I want to hear all the gossip of Australia. All dude, please, Australia. Go on.
Oh, well, so we got a flight from London to Hong Kong. Then we got another one from Hong Kong to Brisbane.
Shut up.
I got a total of about 60 hours of flying that whole trip.
Think about the air miles.
Racking them up. Oh, yeah, I can go to Manchester for free. Because I went all the way to Australia. I did actually collect the air miles.
Not bad.
So, good. Don't know what I'm going to use them for. What can you use 5,000 air miles for? I travelled much further than 5,000 miles, but I only got 5,000. I'm furious! Where can I get to for 5,000 miles?
Well, let's find out.
Let me know. They're British Airways miles.
Oh, British Air.
British Air.
You could get to just, above the Earth's atmosphere.
Thank you. But it's not
okay,
literal.
Well...
They're not literal miles.
Say you were on Virgin Atlantic.
Yep. Yeah.
5,000 air miles...
Yep.
Can get you a trip from your cab to the airport door. This person says that it was 7,500 to fly to Aberdeen with the smallest version Atlantic plane.
And that's it.
And Sam, this person says, I have 120,000 air miles and have it, and they won't let me book a flight to Vegas.
Jeez. Guess so, I'm not going anywhere with those then. Great. We're in our bedrooms.
If you do that like 20 times, then you might be able to go to like Nigeria or somewhere.
Right. So if I just fly to Australia a few more times.
If you just do that like every year for the next 20 years, you might be able to have a free trip to like Saudi Arabia.
Admittedly, we got the flights pretty cheap actually. So all the main flights, so London to Hong Kong, Hong Kong to Australia, then Australia back to Hong Kong, then Hong Kong back to London was £850.
It's not bad.
Whereas like that's the cost for a one-way ticket to Australia with some airlines.
So, yeah, fair enough. Did you travel on like...
Didn't travel with Malaysian Airways, no.
I was going to say, did you travel with like, Malaysian Airways?
No, travel with Cathay Pacific, so... They were pretty good, actually. Yeah. And then did Virgin Australia whilst we were doing all the internal ones.
What did you do out in Australia, Sam? I mean, if you guys follow Sam's Instagram, you can all have a look.
Oh, yeah. Follow my various social medias. I probably could have posted some things.
He's got some good photos.
Went to Brisbane, which is just like London. It's just based on a river. But it was just, I love Brisbane. Brisbane, Adelaide, which was really quiet, and even quieter because we weren't on the Easter weekend. Uluru, Ayers Rock, but you can't call it Ayers Rock because it insults people, apparently. And Sydney, and then Hong Kong.
Why does it insult people?
I don't know.
Is it not Ayers Rock, the guy called Ayers? Is it not actually his? Did he not buy the rights to his rock?
No, that's probably literally it. Like, it's called Uluru by the Aboriginal people who are the original owners.
Exactly. And I bet the bloke who discovered it was called something Ayers.
Yeah, and so he's like, oh, this is my fucking rock.
Yeah, and he was like, this is my rock now. But it's not. Shut the fuck up, Ayers.
It's the biggest single, like, rock in the world.
That's pretty big.
That's, like, I don't know. A lot of the things that we went on, basically the thing to do there is like you go on a lot of tours and guided tours and walking things and stuff like that. And they tell you all the Aboriginal stories and all of them are a bit, you know?
A little bit.
A little bit. That's what
a little bit campfire.
Yeah, a bit campfire-y.
A little bit kumbaya, my lord.
A little bit kumbaya, my lord.
My lord. Oh, I was in the Scouts and sang that song.
Me too.
Oh.
High five.
Fun times. Yeah.
I
You were you not in the Scouts?
Man. I was, yeah.
Oh, that reminds me, I lost my penknife out there. So it's like an 8-year-old penknife that I have.
Lost your phone?
I also lost my phone, yeah, but... I was actually slightly more disappointed by my penknife because we'd been using this thing as a bottle opener for the entire time in Brisbane, and it was actually really useful because wherever we went, we could never find bottle openers. And so I just had my penknife, and then because of that, it was in my hand luggage when we went flying to Adelaide.
Oh.
I completely forgot it was in there, so it just got confiscated. And the guy was like, oh yeah, you can post it back to yourself. But I was like, yeah, well, that would cost me like a grand. So, no thanks. It was 8 years old as well, and it was really... It looked 8 years old, too. So, I'm just going to have to get, like, a new knife with a bottle opener. Just got to make sure it's got a bottle opener. I took a penknife. The only feature I used on it was the bottle opener. Of all, like, 24 things that it's got, I used a bottle opener.
Hashtag alcoholism.
Gap year, right there.
So what else we got to talk about? We were just talking about things that have happened recently.
Yeah.
What have you done in the last week, Sam? Or two weeks? Or week. Dan, have you done anything?
Well, recently?
Yeah, like, you said you did your performance. You had a performance.
Yeah, I did a performance. last Monday.
Dan had a performance for performing.
Indeed, it was. It went quite well. A few things like fucked up, but
yeah,
that's.
Dan, when was the last time? When was the last time you got drunk and passed out in the student union?
I thought you were asking me. I was like, I've never been to a student union.
I haven't actually passed out in the student union.
In the student union.
you know what I'm getting at, though.
Outside the student union.
Well,
being thrown out of the student union, even.
Well, the last time that was... I think that was when... that was the night I kind of, like, fucked up my ankle.
Oh, I remember you saying that. You were...
Yeah. I'll just tell the story. So, Dan's drunk antics, here we go.
Dan's drunk antics. I feel like you need a theme tune.
Just give me anything.
There you go.
Dan's drunk antics. Told by...
Dan himself.
Dan. Oh my god! What a fucking surprise!
Anyway, continue? So...
In tonight's episode, Dan takes 10 minutes to start talking.
Because he's already drunk.
Hurry up and say something, Dan. Dan, are you there? No, Dan's passed out because he's an alka-fucking-holic.
There you go.
Okay, so we started out at the pre-drinks, you know, sort of, you know, how this thing normally starts. And I got quite hammered during the pre-drinks.
He's gone before pre-drinks ends.
Did you see the
video?
No, wait, hang on. I was quite gone. Did you see that video of the guy who got, like, absolutely fucked at pre-drinks?
Yeah, and then they took him round.
Yeah, they taped him to a chair, two things on his face, and took him out anyway.
Took him for a kebabby, took him to the club. I love that video.
And did karaoke with it.
And then he woke up.
Yeah.
And he was taped to a chair. That was fucking good. Anyway, so, yeah, Dan, what happened?
Dan, quick. Were you taped to a chair? Was that you?
I was not taped to a chair, thankfully. yeah, we all got relatively slaughtered. I got slightly more so than the others. And we started to head off. The stairs were slightly more, like, unusual than I previously thought. And... You know that thing that happens when girls are wearing heels and they just like slightly that sort of happened to me on
the
stairs.
Were you in heels?
I was not in heels. I was not in heels.
Are you sure?
I'm 70% sure I wasn't
70.
In heels.
70% because he knows that he was very drunk and he might have been.
Well, I mean, I was wearing Converse at the bits that I Converse is the bits that I do remember. So.
Okay, right. I'll let you have that then.
Yeah, and I like completely fucked up my ankle. Like I was walking around, like I wasn't even walking around. I was like limping everywhere. I was like hopping because it's hurt so much. But I was so drunk, it didn't matter because I just didn't feel anything.
When you woke up in the morning, you were like, "Why am I bleeding everywhere?"
No. It doesn't stop there. It continues. So, my friends decided, you know what, Dan, you're not gonna get in at this rate. You just go to bed, all right? So I got returned to the kitchen. One of my flatmates is there, and she's
still
just chilling. She's not letting me go out. Wait. And I'm just hopping to the SU, just with this busted up ankle. I get there. Somehow I get in. I still don't know how, but somehow I get in. And I spend like an hour there just hopping around everywhere because my ankle hurts so much. Eventually they notice that I'm hopping everywhere. And they're like, look, mate, you're going to need to come out. And I'm like, can I just lean on you? Because this is really hard to walk. So I'm leaning on the security guard as he takes me out and I'm hopping. Oh,
not bad, Dan. Not bad. Great. Dan's drunk antics! Hit the...
Dan's drunk antics!
Sam. Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
That was what we were waiting for.
What movies are we waiting for? There's that new,
Have you seen
Captain America Civil War?
Civil War!
Have you seen it?
Fucking
don't,
good movie.
Don't, no, no, this is another one I haven't
Dad,
seen.
Dad, should we ruin it for him?
No,
no,
but,
let's not ruin it for him.
Have you seen Batman vs Superman?
No. I have not.
I watched it. It's going to be a bit of a letdown.
I watched it in Australia. There was a movie, a small movie theater that did movies for on Sundays. You could go in, you could get a ticket for the equivalent of a fiver.
Not bad.
So I saw Batman vs Superman, which is like a 3-hour film for £5.
Wow.
And I actually really liked it. A lot of people have been saying that they didn't like it, but I think it's because I'm from outside of like all that series and stuff like that. But yeah, I thought it was really good.
Not bad.
And I want to see Captain America and finally saw Spectre.
Finally.
On the plane.
Finally?
On that tiny little screen. It's really good though. I like that. I liked it. I thought it was I thought it was as good as Skyfall. Lots of people say, oh, it's
Skyfall.
Skyfall. Yeah. A lot of people say that, but I think it was just as good.
I think it had too little plot to be as good as Skyfall.
I feel like the relationship between the girl and Bond.
It escalated ridiculously quickly.
Yeah.
For no reason.
It was almost forced.
It was like they hit the point of James Bond where they were like, you know, James Bond's meant to be so suave and like he's able to do things because he's James Bond, but they never actually make it obvious that because he's James Bond, he's able to do those things. Yeah. In this film, it was like, you know, he fell when they blew up the thing and then he fell onto that sofa and landed on the sofa and was like, ha. It's like when they're in the Day of the Dead parade and then he's running across the building and they blow up the thing and he lands on the sofa like 3 stories down. It's like, and then it's like, oh, I survived. And it's like, I survived because I'm James Bond. You know, they made it really obvious. It was like, you know, of course he'd do that. Or like, of course he'd get the girl. You know, don't even worry about all the plot line. Just,
Don't worry about the plot line.
Oh, look,
it's
there's fast
James Bond. Of course, right? Just deal with it.
Of course there's fast cars outside.
To be fair, though,
cars outside. You know, fucking go for a drive.
Yeah, to be fair, though, like, speaking of the plot line, I think it was pretty good that it linked to all the other... Like the three previous ones, though. I think that was really good how they linked it.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
But, I did like that.
Yeah. And then the other one I saw on a plane as well was Legend.
Oh, Legend.
With
that's
Tom Hardy twice.
I've not seen that.
Tom Hardy times two. Oh, it's a good film, mate. It's
yeah.
Fun.
It was such a good film.
I will write that down on my list of films to watch.
Legend.
Sam, I told you I watched Zac Efron DJ film.
Oh, We Are Your Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Any good?
It was alright.
Yeah.
It was very.
All I've heard is apparently it was really shit.
It was very. This is all DJing is.
Yeah.
Pressing this button, and it's like you know, we DJ in our spare time. You know. When you have a song at 123 BPM.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a song at 128 BPM.
Yeah, yeah.
He made... The whole point was he was making this big deal about upping the BPM by one. And that upping the BPM by one would increase everyone's heart rate and then everyone would start dancing more. And then he kept upping it by one and the party would get wilder and wilder until he hit 128. And I was like, when you actually up it by one, there's no fucking difference.
Yeah.
It's like Zac Efron, what are you on about? So I mean, it was a little bit like that's not actually true, but you know, obviously it wasn't. And there was like a Dylan Francis cameo in it as well. he was like, Zac Efron showed up to the club to DJ, and then Dylan Francis was like on the decks. He was like, "You're right, Zac." He was like, "You're right," and he was like, "You're right." And I was like, "Hey!"
Oh. And then, the another film I watched. This is before I went away. Laser Team, Rooster Teeth Laser Team.
I've not seen that.
I want to see that.
You can buy it on YouTube. It's like £5 something. But my mum just came in. anyway, hi mum.
Anyway,
yeah, so
Dan, I was in a car accident yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
I was just to say, we were driving back from, there was this guy who's like your year, and he was giving us a lift to this politics conference at, you know, Cranley School.
All right.
Yeah. And we were driving on the way back and we're going down all these windy roads and we like came out and the guy driving our car wasn't paying like any attention at all. And he was also driving way too fast for these little roads. And we went into the back of someone else's car. And the front of his car, his bonnet is dented. He's missing the whole front bit and the lights are both smashed. But it was the first car accident I've been in. So that was fun. There could only have been two members of Vexpus after that.
Now a picture of Batman.
Your camera.
Anyway, we're going to keep talking.
Yeah.
I was talking about Now You See Me.
Yeah. That's a good film.
What's it? The guy who plays Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting his name. I'm going to look him up.
I can't remember his name now.
But he... Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, that's the one.
He's like the main magician in Now You See Me, the 2013 film. And they're making a second one.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is... I don't know if all of it is, but it's partly filmed in Macau. Which is like a place in China.
Mm-hmm.
Which has just got loads of casinos.
Nice.
And I saw this place in the trailer for Now You See Me 2. And I looked at it and I was like, oh wait, I've been there. Yeah. We went there while we were away. We went to Macau. We just got on a boat over from Hong Kong.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. So yeah, I want to see those two films. Probably have to get the first one on DVD or something. This is like the film section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any games coming out? Or any games that have come out? The Division.
That's a fucking game. That is Division. A game.
What's the other one that George has been playing a lot recently?
Overwatch?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
George has been playing Overwatch a lot recently.
It's like a really new... Good. I think it's a new Blizzard game, like the guys who do World of Warcraft stuff. I've not looked into it, but I think it's free to play.
You said it's like similar to TF2, but...
Yeah. I think it's free to play, so maybe we could all have a go at that at some point.
Yeah.
Potential planning
right here at Vexpus. I'm just trying to load up Steam now to have a look if there's any more other games and stuff. That's my password? No, it's not. That's my password.
Oh dear. Is there anything else that we need to address, lads?
I don't know. Can anyone tell me what happened in the news this morning? Or in the last couple of days?
Not really. There's been talks about that they killed someone in Syria. I know that.
Oh right.
But not anything major. There's been EU referendum campaigns. There's been a lot of stuff about the EU referendum.
Did anyone see the Graham Norton show last night?
No.
It was brilliant.
No.
So you had Jack Whitehall.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
All right.
Another guy from the new X-Men.
Right.
I can't remember who he was. And Johnny Depp.
Oh,
and they showed a brilliant picture of Johnny Depp playing none other than Donald Trump. Google it now. Google Johnny Depp, Donald Trump. It looks hilarious. It looks absolutely hilarious. But he ended up doing an impression of Donald Trump on the show, and it was really good. And Jack Whitehall, my favourite comedian. He was really good as well.
Yeah.
Oh, have you just googled the picture, Dan?
Yeah. That's a fucking picture.
Yeah, it's a good picture, isn't it? Wow. Right. Shall we move on to...
What section are we actually on?
We're on the outro. I think we've been doing this for half an hour to nearly 40 minutes.
We're on banter/outro.
Pretty much on the outro. I think we've talked about most things.
Yeah, we have.
Fair enough.
It's been a good podcast. Hang on.
It has been. Surprise transition.
Now we can talk about how good the podcast has been. So
everyone,
now that we've tried this on Skype,
this has been nice.
We can try and do this a bit more often.
Yeah, this would mean we could actually get podcasts out more often.
Yeah, because we do like to podcast. We do like to just sit around and chat. And we hope that you like to listen to us sit around and chat.
Litten.
Sorry.
I
forgot there was an S in that word. No, I forgot that word had any syllables.
Oh. I hate it when that happens. Look at me.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Dan's going to try and do it now as well,
isn't
he?
Fuck off. Look at him. Look at his
trying. Look how concentrated he is.
This is the only time Dan ever...
You fuck off, mate. You fuck off.
This is the only time Dan ever...
I'm just here in the middle. I'm not going to change, man.
Yes, Sam. Get a better voice.
I can't. Oh. It's because of the way I'm set up Skype to be able to talk to you guys and you can hear it. I can't turn it on.
Wait, what?
Screw you. When you actually do that, I know you're changing.
Okay, I'm done.
When you're doing that, when you're changing the pitch in Clownfish, when you're changing the pitch in Clownfish, it actually looks like in your face that you're changing the pitch in your voice as well.
What?
Can you not see Dan doing it as well? Yeah. It kind of looks like he's changing his voice anyway. Oh, well, thank you everyone for watching. Dan, give us an outro.
What did you just say?
No, actually, outro.
Drop your pitch a little bit lower.
And then do like the whole thank you for watching, blah 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 blah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching. It has been a very pleasant experience with you, with us, with everyone. So yeah,
Dan,
have fun with
how
your
can
lives.
They? How can they?
We will see you.
How can they social media us?
Thank you very much for tuning in to our podcast. It'll be out soon on YouTube. And you guys, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on all our videos.
You sound like a little old lady.
Oh, dear. Would you like some cookies? I'll raise it so I don't sound like an old woman. Okay, everyone. So, if you'd like to see more of these podcasts, go check them out because they're on our channel. And remember, more content will be coming around summer, but more from now, probably.
Please like, share, and subscribe.
And as always, go like the Facebook page, facebook.com/VexbusVideos. Twitter page, I think it's twitter.com/Vexbus. Like the guy said, like, share, and subscribe.
Not quite sure.
I'm here with a normal voice in the middle.
No, I'm here. Don't worry.
I don't think Dan has changed his.
We'll make Dan.
No, I'm back.
No, you're not.
Dan, don't try and make yourself sound manlier than you are.
That's it, second puberty. Hi guys, my name's Tristan.
Oh. Right.
Alright,
nice. Times five.
Nice podcast,
thanks
everyone.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
I choose you all later.